This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Illinois State Conference of the NAACP will bring its 84th annual convention to Macomb in mid-September. Teresa Haley is state president for the NAACP. She expects at least 150 people to attend.
We're expecting membership from Cairo, Illinois, all the way up to Chicago, from Macomb, all the way over to Danville, our leadership to come together and to have a wonderful state convention and talk about various issues throughout the state. For every committee that we have for the environmental and climate justice, there will be a workshop regarding that subject matter. For criminal justice, we will be doing something on the 10 shared principles. It's a partnership between the NAACP and the Illinois Chiefs Association. So we're expecting that members of the community and the police departments to come together to talk about those shared principles, such as we all value life and we respect life, and at the end of the day, everyone wants to go home to their families.
Those 10 principles, you feel you're making progress?
We have made a lot of progress, and I am so excited. We've had probably 13 to 15 states who've already signed off on the 10 principles. We presented last year at the National Chiefs of Police Conference in Chicago. We are presenting this year at NOBLES Conference, which stands for the National Association for Blacks in Law Enforcement. We're presenting at our national convention. So we're excited. We feel like we're making a lot of progress.
What about, is there a particular issue or challenge you want to address as president of the organization?
There's always issues and challenges, and membership is the lifelong blood of our organization. So part of that challenge is to keep membership up, to make sure that our branches are doing what they need to be doing to stay compliant. For example, for a dope branch, it takes 50 members. That shouldn't be hard at $30 a pop. For our youth in college, it takes 25 members. So we want to make sure that we're increasing the membership and we're maintaining or retaining the memberships that we currently have.
Is there an external issue or challenge you would like to address?
There's always external issues, such as getting out the vote. This is an election year. We want people to know that it's not only important to register to vote, but to go and vote on election day. The NAACP, we try to remind people that people fought, bled, and died for us to be here. So we're coming to Macomb, and we want to make sure that everybody in Macomb is registered to vote and that they're getting out and exercising their right to vote, and also dealing with the 2020 census. This year, if you're not counted, you're left behind. So part of that challenge is educating people to realize that every voice counts, every human being counts. That's money for our communities throughout the state of Illinois.
Haley also told reporters Macomb is a community that needs awareness. What does she mean by that?
Sometimes if you're not out in the front, you're left behind. Need awareness on whatever issues and problems that Medina County might be addressing and dealing with. They need to know that there's a presence of the NAACP. CC Vivian was from this community. He was predominant in the NAACP. So we want to raise the awareness of some of our NAACP heroes and civil rights leaders that came out of this county and make it stronger and better than ever.
Teresa Haley is state president for the NAACP. She was in Macomb over the weekend to speak with members of the organization's McDonough County branch. Haley says she receives calls every day from people with problems and concerns about injustice. She says the NAACP exists to help people resolve those issues. Haley, who is also president of the group's Springfield branch, says the NAACP was founded after the Springfield race riot of 1908. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.